chains, and nobody is declaring the release of God. Nobody is crying out, restore, restore. But on this morning, I'm on assignment on this morning, and I'm here to declare unto you that the enemy is going to be exposed on this morning. Because you're going to begin to find out where you haven't begun to see any manifestations of things that actually belong to you. Amen. You cannot forget what God have told you that you have a right to.
Amen.
I dare you to look at your neighbor and say, neighbor,
don't forget
what you have a right to. Don't forget the power of your words.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Shout out, it's my time and my season for the release and the restoration of all things. And I believe that this morning that you will begin to see the manifestation of it if you simply release your faith for it. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, watch out now. I'm about to release my faith for the restoration of all things. The restoration of all things if you simply release your faith. Because you got to understand that there's nothing lost in the kingdom of God. Look at your neighbor, look at your neighbor and tell them, neighbor, it's nothing lost in the kingdom of God. So I'm telling you that it may look like it's dead and buried right now, but we serve a God that is able to resurrect it in the name of Jesus. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, you know this neighborhood preaching. Say, neighbor, God is about, if you release your faith, resurrect some things this morning. How many people do I have in here that need some stuff resurrected in the name of Jesus that will simply be honest and don't care who knows? There's some dead things that I want resurrected in the name of Jesus. Well, this is the time of God's release. I dare you to open up your mouth and begin to tell God, God, I thank you for the release. I thank you for the release. Hallelujah. So in Deuteronomy 15, God begins to talk about the time of release. Shout out, release. And so in verse 4, it really caught my attention because now God uses Moses and he begins to proclaim to the children of God that this is the time of the release. And this is the manner of how the release is going to take place. He said, because this is the release, it is God's release. It's not man's release, huh? It's God's release. Somebody say God's release. So now in verse 4, watch what he says. He says, save when there shall be no poor among you, for the Lord shall greatly bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance to possess it. So he's saying, God saying something so powerful there that we literally miss it. And the enemy wants us to miss it. The enemy wants us to keep, he wants to keep our eyes blinded to what God said in his word. But the devil is a lie on this morning. Your eyes are going to be open in Jesus' name. Amen. So he says something so powerful there in verse 4. He says that there be no more poor among the people of God. Watch this, because there's some people that don't believe in prosperity. Amen. There's some people that say that everybody can't be rich. I even go so far as to say that Jesus even said that there'll be poor among you. But understand that he's not talking about the poor in the kingdom of heaven. He's talking about the people of God who's serving God. He's saying, I don't want any poor among my people. And see, I can't bless you if I'm not blessed. Oh, my God. Watch this. Watch this. So he says now in verse 5, only if thou carefully hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe to do all these commandments which I command you this day. Now watch verse 6. For the Lord thy God blesseth thee as he promised thee. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor. Come on, say neighbor. Come on, you got to get excited about this. Say neighbor. If you can't get excited right now, what you going to do when we get on down to the good stuff? Say neighbor. God has promised me some stuff. Ooh, look at your other neighbor back behind you, over beside you. Say neighbor. God has promised me some stuff. He says, thou shalt lend unto many nations. And thou shalt not borrow. Thou shalt reign over many nations, but they shall not reign over thee. He has promised me that I shall lend to many nations, and I shall not borrow. That I shall reign over many nations, and they will not reign over me. Oh, my God. Watch this, watch this. Watch this, watch this. He said, I don't want any poor among you. I'm telling you on this morning that God is trying to get us to a place where we become the lender and not the borrower.
Come on.
But you got to release your faith for it. Huh? Stop trying to believe God for the loan and believe him to be the lender. I know you didn't like that. And not the borrower. He's trying to bring us and to elevate us to this place. Tell your neighbor, neighbor,
neighbor.
I'm about to go to that place.
He
promised me that. Huh? Shout out, I'm the lender, and not the borrower. God says that there shall be no poor amongst us. So watch this. In the book of Leviticus, turn to Leviticus. Leviticus 25. Leviticus 25 and verses 1 through 13. Now read this when you get home for the sake of time. But Leviticus 25, 1 through 13, God begins to proclaim to the children of God the year of Jubilee. Somebody say Jubilee.
Jubilee.
Come on, say Jubilee.
Jubilee.
And what he begins to tell them in this passage of scripture, he begins to tell them in the year of Jubilee, he says, every 7 years is a year of release. In the year of Jubilee, every 7 years is a year of release. Then he goes on and he says, and then every 7 years time 7 years will be 49 years. He says, now in that 50th year, it shall be a year of Jubilee unto you. Come on, watch what he says. Every 7 year shall be a year of release. Every 7 years times 7 years will be 49. He says now that 50 year will be a year of Jubilee unto you. So what he's telling them is that in that 50th year, he says, what's going to happen is that you're going to hear a sound. The sound of a trumpet. Isn't there, you read it? Verses 8 through 13. Look, listen now. In that 50th year, you're going to hear a sound of a trumpet. And that sound will be an indication to you to let every man know that you're going to get back his possessions that he originally had. Oh, help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Everybody in the family, it says in that passage of scripture, will go back with his family inheritance.
Come on.
See, everything went back in that 50th year to its original owner.
Come on.
what am I saying? In this time, in this season, right now, if you can release your faith forward, you're going to begin to see things going back to where it's supposed to be. In this season, in this time, in this season of Jubilee for them, it was a time of rest. It was a time where you would enter into what God had promised you. That meant that if you was a slave, you were set free. Oh, y'all ain't getting this. If you was a slave, then you were set free. That means, see, I don't know what has you bound right now.
Come on.
What got you in chains? What's got you locked up and holding you captive? But if you release your faith, this is the time of release right now. If you release your faith, it has to let you go. Oh, yeah. It has to let you go. Drugs, if it's drugs, it has to let you go. Because remember, we read over in Deuteronomy, he said, this is the Lord's release. If it's fornication, if it's adultery, if it's alcohol, whatever it is, tell your neighbor, it has to let me go. Everybody went back to their families. And I'm trying to tell you that if you got family members that out there and ain't supposed to be out there, I dare you to begin to open up your mouth and begin to declare that this is the time, this is the season of release. I dare you, if you're bold enough, to get up off your blessed assurance and begin to open up your mouth and begin to declare that my family is coming back in the name of Jesus. Open up your mouth and call your family members back into the kingdom of God, that they're coming into the kingdom of God right now. That means Ray Ray and Bay Bay, Shaquita Nim, Rachel and Sarah, my God, June Bug Nim. They coming back into the kingdom of God. Call them. Open up your mouth and call them into the kingdom of God. Oh, Junebug. Junebug could get everybody while he was out in the world to do whatever he wanted to do. Call Junebug into the kingdom in the name of Jesus. And Junebug will begin to get saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, and begin to use the word of God to bring others back into the kingdom. My God, in the name of Jesus. Come on. Come on. I don't know about you, my God, but I've heard a sound. I heard the sound, and the devil got to let them go. And they got to come back into the kingdom in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, sit down. So all they had to do during this time, during this season of release, was to claim what was theirs. That's all he had to do, was simply claim what was already theirs. And I like the way God set it up, because it didn't matter who had it. All you had to do back then was simply walk up to them and tell them that this is mine by inheritance. And you got to release it. You got to give it back. And not only that, you got to go. Oh, y'all, come on. Come on. It's mine by inheritance. You got to release it. You got to let it go. And you got to go. In the name of Jesus. God has some stuff that belongs to us. I'm telling you that we read over in the book of Deuteronomy 15, verse number 2, right? The Bible tells us if you can find where it's written, it's yours.
Amen.
Oh, God. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, you just found where it was written. Oh, y'all don't believe it. Go back to Deuteronomy 15. Go back to Deuteronomy 15. God, I'm telling you. The enemy trying to keep our eyes blinded about the release of God. The release of God is now. I'm telling you. There's some things that if you would simply release your faith to, my God, it's coming back to you. You're going to get it. The enemy has to let it go in the name of Jesus. Deuteronomy 15 and verse 2 says what? Come on, read it out loud.
It's a matter of release.
That's all I want you to know right there. Watch this. You just found where it was written, right? This is the Lord's release. This is the time of God's release right now. God said that every creditor that is holding stuff that belongs to you, he has to let it go.
Come on.
Devil don't want you to know that. That means that if stuff got foreclosed, your house got foreclosed, and cars repossessed, do you not know that he said, this is my release?
Come on now.
And he gonna have to. Oh, that's some shouting stuff right there. That's some shouting stuff. Folks are calling and they repossess cars and they saying, Miss Smith, come on back down here. I don't know why. You know why. It's the Lord.
Release.
Come on now. Come on.
Release.
Oh, my God. If you find where it is written, say, devil,
yeah.
I found where it's written.
Oh,
they got to let it go. They got to let it. Everything that belongs to you, if creditors are holding it, they have to release it in the name of Jesus. I didn't say it. The Lord said it. Somebody ought to give God some praise. So look at this. Go back to Leviticus 25. You're exactly right. Money that's been held up. It's already here. You just got to release your faith for it, the manifestation of it. They got to let it go. Stuff that's being held up in court. They got to loose it. They got to release it in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. Property that belongs to your family. They got to let it go. Because this is the Lord's release. It's time for us to start declaring the release of God in the name of Jesus. Now, Leviticus 25. My God, when I read this, something just went off. It just kicked in my spirit. Leviticus 25, verses 20 through 22. It says, now, and if ye shall say, what shall we eat the seventh year? Behold, we shall not sow nor gather in our increase. Then I will command my blessing upon you in the sixth year, and it shall bring forth fruit for 3 years. And ye shall sow the eighth year and eat of old fruit until the ninth year. Until her fruits come in, ye shall eat of the old store. When I read that, man, something just went off in my spirit because, can I show you something? What God is saying is, see, they couldn't sow in the seventh year. Uh-huh. That was a year of Jubilee. It was also known as the year of rest. So they couldn't sow in the seventh year. But God said, what I'm going to do, good God Almighty, I'm going to give you enough harvest to carry you over.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Oh, my God. He's saying I'm going to give you a carryover harvest.
Come on.
Oh, my God. Can I tell you on this morning that if you release your faith, you are about to experience a carryover harvest that will sustain you. While people are looking at the economy and saying, man, I don't know what's going to happen, how we going to make it. You sitting large, eating large. My God, living large. Why? Because God has given you a carryover harvest. Oh, somebody ought to be excited about this. In the name of Jesus, he's saying, I'm gonna allow your land to produce enough to carry you over.
My God. My God.
I dare you to look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, my land is about to go into production and produce a carryover harvest. Oh, my God. High five just two people and tell them, baby, I'm about to experience a carryover harvest. You may not can see it right now, but faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. I thank you, Lord, for a carryover harvest in the name of Jesus. So, God, I open up my mouth and I declare that this is the year, this is the season, this is my time of the Lord's release. My God. Carryover harvest. He's saying, I have commanded the blessing of God upon you. I commanded the blessing of God upon you. It don't have no excuse. It has to come upon you in the name of Jesus. God. Why is he giving me a carryover harvest? Because you're carrying the blessing.
Thank you, Lord.
Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, you're sitting beside a person that's carrying a blessing. I don't care how it may look right now. I don't care how you may be struggling right now. He said that he's going to cause my land to produce enough to carry me over. Oh, somebody ought to shout out, Lord, I receive that. In the name of Jesus. So the year of Jubilee was called also the year of release, the year of rest. But Jesus said that it was called the acceptable year of the Lord. Yeah. Luke 4. My God. Jesus called it the acceptable year of the Lord. Verse 19. Do you see why the enemy trying to keep you blinded? Do you see why the enemy don't want you to know that you should be declaring the Lord's release? My God. Creditors got to give my stuff back.
Come on.
The restoration of all things gonna come to me. When I open up my mouth and declare the year of release. Oh, my God. Family members going to have to come into the kingdom when I call them in. And the devil don't want you to know this. In the name of Jesus. But Jesus called the year of Jubilee. He called it the acceptable year of the Lord. He says now in verse 16, and he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he did what?
He found,
my God. Oh, somebody ought to have been shouting right there. Because you know we just found. Oh, my God. He found the place where it was written. He says in verse 18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because he had anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He had set me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and covering the sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. So what Jesus was saying in Luke, he was trying to let them know that Jubilee is not a day anymore.
Come on.
He's trying to let them know that I am your Jubilee. Oh, my gosh. Oh, look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, did you get that? That Jubilee wasn't a day anymore. That he is now our Jubilee. He's saying, I'm here to make sure that you get everything that I promised you that was yours. I'm here to make sure that you get everything that is rightfully yours. I'm here, my God, to preach to you, preach the gospel to the poor. I'm here to make sure that the brokenhearted get healed. I'm here to make sure the deliverance is preached to the captives and they set free. I'm here to recover the sight to the blind, and I'm here to set at liberty those that are bruised. He said, I am here, my God, to let you know that salvation and free favors are abounding towards you profusely.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
I just don't know how you can sit there. My God. I'm here to let you know that you will get back everything that belongs to you.
Please.
The thing's going to return back to the original.
Hallelujah.
He said, this is the acceptable year of the Lord. Somebody shout out,
Jesus
is our jubilee.
Jubilee.
Come on. Look at your neighbor, encourage them, and say, Jesus is your jubilee. That means that you can sound the alarm anytime.
Hallelujah.
See, on the seventh year, they sound the alarm. But you can sound the alarm of praise at any time. Because Jesus is your jubilee. Ah, my God. You can sound an alarm of praise at any given time because, see, the Lord is your relief. Oh, my God. My God.
Oh,
yeah. So begin to declare the release of God. Because if there's some things right now that needs to be released, you need to open up your mouth and begin to declare. Oh, y'all ain't get that. If there are some things that you need released right now in your life, you need to open up your mouth right now and begin to declare the release of God. See, I wouldn't care who was sitting beside me. My God. That's between them and God. But there are some things that I need released. And I'm going to open up my mouth and I'm going to declare the release of God. That it's got to come back to me in the name of Jesus. I found where it's written at in Jesus' name. Things got to come back to their former state in my life. It belongs to me by inheritance. You gave it to me by inheritance. It belongs to me. And I open up my mouth and I decree it that it's mine. And devil, you got to let it go in the name of Jesus. So I sound the alarm of praise. So I sound the alarm of praise. Good God Almighty. Oh, it's released. It's released. It's released to me right now in the name of Jesus. Joel 2. Ooh, my God. Are y'all getting it? Are you getting it? My God. Joel 2, verse 1. Watch what Joel says. Matter of fact, I'm going to let you read it out loud. Ready? Read.
Blow ye the trumpet in Zion. Sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand.
Ah.
Glory to God.
He said, blow ye the trumpet in Zion.
Yes.
Sound an alarm in my holy mountain.
Yes.
Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, it's here. Oh my God, you didn't get the right one, because if you got the right one, they would be rejoicing with you. Look at and find the right neighbor and say, neighbor, it's here. Oh my God, go get somebody, grab them by the hand and say, neighbor, my jubilee is here. Oh my God, sound the alarm. Sound the alarm in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. My God. 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 my God.
When
I think about how I struggled from year to year and times in the past, and God began to say that your jubilee, I'm your jubilee, it's here. And if you can find where it's written, my God, my mourning becomes joy. I pull off that robe of mourning and I put on the garment of praise in the name of Jesus. My jubilee is here. The time of my release is here. All those days that you went in the checkout line and you had to put back stuff because you didn't have enough money, my God, those days are over. My time of release is here. It's here. It's here. Jesus said, I'm your jubilee, and I'm here to make sure that you get everything that I said belonged to. Woo! So he's literally telling us, go ahead and shout now. Go ahead and shout now. Because I've released it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So Joel said, the day of the Lord coming is nigh in hand. That's important because we need to know what happens when the Lord comes. Go ahead and sit down. That's important. What Joel said. He said, the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand. So it's important that we know what happens when the Lord comes. Oh, my God. Okay. Isaiah. Isaiah 35. So Joel said, the day of the Lord is nigh, is at hand. And Joel is saying that things happen when the Lord comes. So he's saying, now, Isaiah, I'm just going to let you tell him what happens when the Lord comes. So look at Isaiah 35, verse 1. He says, the wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them.
Yeah.
And the desert shall rejoice. How many of you ever had dryness in your life? Solitary place where it seemed like you was all alone by yourself. He says, the desert shall rejoice and blossom as a rose. Wait a minute. Stuff don't blossom in the desert. But this is the Lord release. Yeah. What are you saying? God is about to release some stuff that's going to cause your desert to no longer be a desert.
Come on.
Stuff going to start blossoming in places that you didn't think it would. My God. It shall blossom, not just blossom, but Isaiah said blossom abundantly. There's going to be more done in your desert than you ever expected it to be. Ah, Jesus. And rejoice even with joy and sing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it. The excellency of Carmel and Sharon, they shall see the glory of the Lord. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor. When the Lord releases this, folks going to see. Same folks that were looking and saying, ain't nothing going to happen. That stuff don't work. You've been believing God for that for a long time. But he said, they shall see the glory of the Lord. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, just watch and see. Tell him, just watch and see. You about to see me model the glory. You about to see me make my walk on the glory runway in the name of Jesus. Huh? Watch this. Watch this. He says, strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feet. You need to be declaring to folks it ain't no time to be giving up now.
Right.
Huh? It ain't no time to be throwing in the towel.
Uh-huh.
It ain't no time to be turning your back on God and blaming God for this
Come
and that. I'm speaking a word to you and telling you that this is the Lord's release. You need to be opening up your mouth and declaring that everything that was taken from me, that was stolen, that is coming back to me because the Lord said it, because I found where it was written, and it's got to come back. The devil got to loose it. He got to let it go. It got to come back to me. Things that have been held up in the name of Jesus. So it's no time for you to give up. It's time now for you to open up your mouth and sound an alarm of praise, knowing that God's going to do what he said he'd do. Heaven and earth will pass away before one till a jot of his word fail. Watch this. Oh my God. So he says, say to them that of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Watch this. For your God will come with vengeance, even God with recompense, and he will come and save you. Joel said, the day of the Lord is at hand, and the Lord coming. When he come, what's going to happen? He's going to come with vengeance, even with recompense, and he's going to come and save. So Isaiah's saying he's coming, and when he comes, he's going to make everything that's wrong right.
Amen.
That was shouting right there.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says he's coming with vengeance. So that means that you don't have to try to take vengeance.
All right.
To the Lord's coming with vengeance. And when he's come, he's coming, and he's bringing recompense.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Somebody gonna get this before it's over with. He's coming bringing recompense. He's coming to set things right and put things back the way that it's supposed to be. He's coming with recompense. He's coming and he's gonna cause you to get paid back. Tell your neighbor. God is the God of payback. Oh, that was it right there. That was the place right there. God is the God of payback. He's going to make the enemy pay you back for everything that he has taken from you. My God. Selah. Pause and calmly think about that. Everything that he done, the shame that he brought, the humiliation that he caused, God said, I'm going to make him pay back. My God. So that's why he told him in the book of Joel to blow the trumpet. Sound the alarm in my holy mountain, because it's payback time. All you got to do is release your faith for it. In the name of Jesus. So he says, not only will that happen, that the Lord's coming back with a vengeance and that he's going to come and with recompense, that he's going to come and he's going to save you, but now look at verses 5 through 10. What else he says is going to happen? He says, then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as a hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. The lame man shall leap as a hart. There were some things that you were lame concerning that you couldn't walk out of. Ah, but when the Lord comes with vengeance, he going to bring recompense. And that you couldn't walk out of. He said you going to leap out of it with joy. You going to leap as a hart. Ah, my God. For the wilderness shall break waters. Wilderness shall waters break out. Waters in the wilderness. Just breaking out. My God, my God. And the streams in the desert. I'm telling you that this is the time that God is doing something concerning deserts. Oh, y'all ain't. Okay. And the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. In the habitation of dragons, where each lay, shall be grass with reeds and rushes. And a highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men. Though fools shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereupon. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. Oh, my God. The redeemed shall walk there. And the ransom of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs, everlasting joy upon their heads. And they shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. He said, this is what's going to happen when the Lord comes with vengeance. Oh, my God. Shout out, neighbor. It's payback time. So Joel, go back to Joel too. So Joel, he's saying God's going to begin to do something. Joel 2, verse 21. He says, fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, he's doing them now. Say, he's doing them right now. Be not afraid, ye beast of the field, for the pastures of wilderness do spring, for the tree bear her fruit, the fig tree and the vine do yield their strength. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he hath given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause you to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. And the floor shall be full of wheat. And the fat shall overflow with wine and oil. That's signifying prosperity. And then he says in verse 25, and I, the Lord of release, will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten, the cankerworm, the caterpillar, the palmer worm, my great army which I sent amongst you. And ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. And praise the name of the Lord your God who hath dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be ashamed. And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel. Somebody shout out, God is in the midst of me. Come on, say, God is in the midst of me. And that I am the Lord your God and none else. And my people shall never be ashamed. And it shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. And your young men shall see vision. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my spirit. Tell your neighbor, it's the time of release and the resurrection of all things. And you got to believe God for the manifestation of it. My God. God said that, look, I'm going to restore to you the years that the palmer worm, the canker worm, the locusts have eaten up. He didn't say year. He said years. He's trying to show us that there's some things that have been eaten at our lives for years. He said, but I'm about to make a release, and I'm going to restore that. The years that you lost, my God. He said, and you're going to eat in plenty, and be satisfied. And you're going to praise the name of the Lord. Why? Because you're going to realize that he has dealt wondrously with you. Oh, God. Watch this, watch this. Let me help you out because y'all sitting there looking like y'all don't even know. Acts 3. God showed me something. Acts 3. God, I want you to get this. You got to get this. It's time to declare the release of the Lord. Acts 3. Verse 19 and verse 21. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heavens must receive unto the times of restitution. Times of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. You got to begin to understand that there are some things that God has been declaring by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. So now in the book of Acts, he says that the heavens have retained Jesus until there's is restitution of all things. Let me read you the NIV. He must remain in heaven until the time comes from God to restore everything as he has promised.
Right.
Long ago through his holy prophets. Jesus must remain in heaven until God restores everything that he has promised through the mouth of his holy prophet. Y'all ain't getting that. I'm going to read it again. He must remain in heaven until the time comes from God to restore everything as he has promised long ago through his holy prophets. There are some things that must be restored that has been prophesied. So he says now in Acts to them, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Now watch this. The word times there, it means seasons or periods. I'm trying to tell you that there are things that God has designated. Things that has been designated in the very heart of God. That at a very strategic moment, he's going to make a release and they're going to be restored. Y'all ain't getting that. And the heavens has retained Jesus until those things. Things that God has designated, has been designated in the very heart of God, that he will release and restore. And as a strategic moment, that's why he said the times, season, and periods of refreshing come from the presence of the Lord. And so what God is trying to get us to see, that there are times and then the periods and season in our life that God is going to begin to restore things back to you. Back to your family line that belong to them. Shout out the time of release. Psalms 102. Verses 12 through verse 14. King James says, but thou, O Lord, shall endure forever in thy remembrance unto all generations. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. For thy servants take pleasure in her stones and favor the dust thereof. But I like what the Amplified says. Anybody got the Amplified version? Read it out loud.
But you, O Lord, are enthroned forever, and the fame of your name is endure for all generations. You shall arise and have mercy and loving kindness for Zion. It is the time to have pity and compassion for her. Yes, the set time has come. The moment divine destinates you, the moment destinates. For your servants make melancholy treasure in stones of your ruin, and shall fear you for your dust. So the nations shall fear it and worship in reverence the name of the Lord, and all through the earth your glory.
It says, watch this. It says, the set time has come. The moment designated. Remember over in Acts, I told you that there's a designated moment in the heart of God that he's going to begin to release those things and restore those things back to you. And over here in Psalms, it says the moment designated. The set time has come, the moment that has been designated. There's a strategic moment that God is going to begin to make that release in your life. Oh, y'all, my God. So this is what Jesus has done. What he has done for you and I. In other words, he's showing us that he has given us a new beginning. So it's being declared. That's why he said, so repent ye therefore and be converted. He's giving us a new beginning now. Oh, y'all ain't getting this. And so he says, repent and be ye converted and experience these times of refreshing that will come from the presence of the Lord. In other words, the Lord was declaring their jubilee. Declaring. Man, I want y'all to get this. Remember in the book of Acts, the second chapter, the Bible begins to say that on the day of Pentecost, when they were all gathered together on one accord, and suddenly, somebody say suddenly, there came a what? A sound. Shout out sound. A sound from heaven, right? But see, in the natural, back in the Old Testament, they heard the sound, and the sound was because they blew the trumpet. That sound came from the ram's horn. But now on the day of Pentecost, when they was all gathered together on one accord, they heard a sound, and this sound wasn't from a ram's horn, but this sound came from heaven. And it was a sound that brought an indication that this was a strategic moment. A time that was designated that God would release, my God, make a release that he was their jubilee. And everything went back to the original home. Acts, the second chapter, in Acts, the second chapter, verse 16. Watch what he says. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. Remember he said that God is doing this, is going to release this stuff, and it has been spoken by his holy, the mouth of his holy prophets. They've been declaring this. They've been declaring jubilee. They've been declaring the Lord's release. Oh, my God. This is the time of your release. It's now. It's now. The Bible said that God is pouring out his spirit on all flesh. That means that everybody gets a new beginning.
Amen. Praise God. Woo! Hallelujah.
you get a chance to start all over. He's pouring out his spirit on all flesh, which means that he don't want anybody left out. Everybody gets a new beginning. Remember, Peter and John, they was on their way to church, and there was this man there, and he was begging for alms. Now remember what Isaiah said in Isaiah 35 happens when the Lord comes. There's going to be a recompense, and things going to happen. We read what was going to happen. And so they was going to church, and a man was begging for alms, and Peter and John him said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk." That was that man's time of jubilee. Why you say that? Because the lame man got up, and Isaiah prophesied that in the 35th chapter, that the lame is going to begin to, oh, y'all, man.
Come on.
Leap as a hart. And the Bible said the man got up and he was doing what? He was doing what? Read it. Yes. Leaping and jumping and praising God. And Isaiah prophesied that the lame was going to leap as a hart. Oh, God. That man had just encountered his jubilee. Oh, y'all. Oh, my God. Watch this. Back in Acts, second chapter, he said, times of refreshing. Watch this. The word refreshing there means the wind will blow on you again. He says, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, that the time, season, periods of refreshing, the winds will blow upon you again. And if you want to get in that type of atmosphere, all you got to do is repent, change your heart, and change your mind, and the Lord will blow on you again. And when he blow, he's going to be recompensed. And things that was taken from you, it's going to come back to you again. When he blow, that's going to be payback. When he blow, the leap, the deaf is going to hear. The lame going to walk. Blind going to see. The broken heart is going to be healed. Oh, my God. The captive's going to be set free. It's time for you to begin to declare the release of the Lord. Shout out, it is the time of release. Come about everybody standing. He said he don't want any more poor among us. He wants everybody to receive what he has for us. At a designated time, at a designated moment. Come on, lift those hands up. Every eye closed, every hand lifted up. At a designated moment, the release of God. Come on, the release of God. You got to release your faith to what he said on this morning.